Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Yep, clap, 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 clap. Number one, because it's Friday. Number two, because, man, what a first round of the NFL draft we had
last night. The Chicago Bears.
Yep, and when I say we, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about that. That name you just heard, the Chicago Bears. Dream stuff. I'm talking about with what they did. Yeah, with the number one pick. Knew they would take Caleb Williams, but it all fell right. Brad Carson, our executive producer, who joins me on the ones and twos every day. It all felt right into place, Brad. The Bears were able to nab Romo Dunze.
Woo!
With that nine pick. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, I thought the Titans might take him at seven, so I was a little scared. When he didn't go there... And then, the heck is Atlanta doing? Now, that's a story in itself we'll talk about from last night's draft. They pulled a – that was a shocker what the ATL did. Yeah, Bears were good. We're at the top of every winner's list for those of you all that haven't read those this morning, as you would imagine. John, I'm not sure where the Raiders are.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Frankly, I couldn't find them. Couldn't find them. They made a move yesterday. Did it involve a quarterback or no? By now you know. They didn't get a quarterback. So I'm eager to hear how my man feels about it. Quite a night, too, in the NBA. Joel Embiid. He showed up, didn't he? 50 points. Is it Bell's palsy? Is that how you put it? Okay. So half of his face. Can't even use, basically. Goes out there, scores 50. He should have been thrown out of the game. So dirt. I respect Joel. I respect how he's battling through.
Respect.
But that was a dirty play on Mitchell Robinson. And Joel shouldn't have been finishing that game. That said, how'd fade Brad Carson do?
Pretty good. We are 2-1 from last night, gentlemen.
If you faded.
Mm-hmm. If you faded. That means I was sucking as usual.
You picked 2 of 3.
Yep.
Losers. Which is always our hope.
Wrong out of more than right. And so... For the listeners, that's good. For Brad Carson, it just means that your FanDuel limit goes up.
I got a text last night that said Brad might go 0-3.
Yeah, I mean, there was a chance.
But then something happened. The Lakers quit!
My God.
Them suckers are dead. Did you see D'Angelo? Was he on his phone or eating something when they were in the huddle? He's not a part of it anymore. He's only thinking about himself. It is kind of funny to watch this thing all unravel. Just really, you're going to get swept again by Denver. It certainly looked like it after what we saw last night. In L.A., Denver rolls. So a lot of NBA get it, too. And we got another round of Brad Carson, fade Brad Carson today. John, how are you?
Don't want to be here.
Well, you got to talk today.
I don't want to be here.
This is your last day for a month.
And I don't want to be here.
You don't want to be here for it?
It has nothing to do with you guys. I just don't want to talk about what.
That's good.
We won't.
In a way, I hate it for you, but.
We won't clown you too bad.
I think you guys can understand, certainly, or at least I hope you can understand why I'm not excited to talk about the draft.
This is the Raiders' moves.
I mean, you were wishing Brock Bowers on me all week.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean,
he did it all week long.
It's karma.
He didn't want me to get Caleb and Rome. Because in his little way of doing it was, Bears wanted to take Brock Bowers. No, he even asked Adam Chernoff about it. Made Adam very uncomfortable, just like it made me, because it was weird. And what happens? It comes back all the way around, and it does for you every time. When will you learn that when you clown others in the NFL, a lot of times,
or on anything,
you're only clowning yourself when you rep the organization that you do?
I guess.
I don't wish bad things for you. Seems like you wish bad things for me.
I don't think Brock Bowers is a bad thing. I just don't think he is a helpful thing for that. As I explained to people last night, even when the Raiders make an objectively good pick, which is what that was, he was a top 10 guy. Most people had him going in the top 10. They got him at 13. So this is objectively a good draft choice. But even when they do that, they're wrong. Even when they make a good pick, they're still wrong. Because, and look, we have Raheem Palmer, who's going to join us today at 125 from The Ringer. We're talking about the NBA playoffs. And we have a lot of games for Brad to pick. It's not a three-game slate. It's not a three-game slate. It's a Friday, which means he's going into the weekend, buddy.
Oh.
He's going into the weekend.
That's right. We'll get extra.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
He does not get weekends off, my friend. So he's going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them things.
Man.
Okay? So he's going to have to be ready and on his best behavior today.
Well, or not.
We just went to 15-6 last night. If you're fading, Brad,
correct.
That's now another game over 500.
Correct.
Now 9 games over 500.
That is a 72% win percentage.
Is that just because you've seen the numbers every time and you can call that up? Or are you doing better,
quicker
math? I looked
at it this morning. I was just curious.
You checked it out.
Which means that I mean, he would have to win at basically a 70% clip the rest of the playoffs, right? Even just to get into a stage where you're like, is this worth it? Okay?
Brad, it's amazing.
Like
of 21 games,
21
he's
picks.
Picked against the spread.
The sample size is growing.
This is very
he's
predictable,
found the loser
though, y'all.
15 it's amazing.
It's
predictable.
It's not actually
you
very...
You found the loser 15
it's
times.
It's predictable. This is gambling, folks. It's actually a lesson.
A lesson that we should trust
you. It could
you.
Be a lesson for you. Yeah.
No, it has been a lesson. I am not addicted to gambling and haven't lost fortunes or even thousands. I've lost, you know, a few bucks here and
the
there.
The experiment
people
is showing us,
that, though, to your picks.
That you are the surest thing in betting that we can find.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
If
you're on the right side of that, which
is
fading you.
I who's playing then this weekend.
You are coming up roses.
Check the injury report.
See, yeah, you know me. I have to who, what, when, where, why, and how kind of starts with that.
I can't wait to get to the picks.
Yeah, so we have 7 today.
Might I make a plug? We're going to play both Lakers games on the station this weekend so you can see the Lakers get closed out, and probably see how the Clippers do against the Mavs this weekend on the station.
Yeah, Clippers-Mavs is tonight. And
they play Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, Lakers is gotcha. So Friday, Sunday with the Clipper with the Mavs, and then obviously Saturday night with the Lakers and what should be the final game of that series. We'll get all of Brad's losers a little bit later in the show.
Unbelievable. Wow.
But listen, I mean, I don't know why I expect anything differently. Obviously, it was an unbelievable night for you. It's hard to not be overwhelmed with excitement for the Bears.
Jason,
I saw a tweet from Adam Schefter.
Thank you.
Who said that Caleb Williams broke the Fanatics record for merchandise sales in one night.
Is that right?
Breaking the record of...
Caitlin
Clark.
Holy cow.
That's right.
NFL rules. Salute you, women's basketball, but NFL rules.
Were you a part of that?
No.
Okay, so you were not compelled to buy any merch?
No.
Okay, so this is all just for show?
No.
Because you don't support it with your money?
I'm going to buy in this year, but I didn't do it last night.
Okay, when will you do it?
Very soon.
Is there
again?
Like, are you waiting on something?
I'm thinking about getting a whole team of jerseys.
Oh, like Dunsey, a family reunion.
DJ Moore, Caleb.
Oh, like the whole offense.
Yeah, I want to get the whole offense. I wear a different outfit, Bears outfit every day, like you wear a different Raiders outfit every day.
Okay. Hey, I think it's time. I think it's
I'm ready to invest like a little boy.
Okay.
Throw it all in there. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
I mean, I can't talk you off of that. I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be.
I have not found a column yet where we're not just winners.
And frankly,
I mean, we're talking about, let's be real, this is a top five, top six skill position offense. There's no question. And if Caleb Williams is decent, we'll for sure be a top 10 offense, maybe top five.
Yeah.
So watch how you talk to me.
I would say I had not heard a lot of Caleb Williams talk. I had not heard a lot of interviews.
I know. Apparently, you and Jeff were freaked out because y'all expected weirdo.
Well, I don't know what I expected, but I will say he was quite impressive. Like, he was just impressive last night. He definitely gives me the vibes of somebody that people would want to play with, right? Like, he's like.
Did you see when him and Rome met up?
Yes.
And how it's like best friend thing. They went. LeBron and D. Wade.
Wow.
That's right.
I mean, there was an instant chemistry.
Instant chemistry.
Real, recognizing real.
Yes.
And the crazy thing is, he's going to be our number three receiver this year.
For a year, yeah. And then he'll be the number two. But, yeah.
And then maybe the number one.
Could be the number one.
If DJ Moore want to get frisky and ask for a lot of money in 2 years, right. We've got him under contract mm-hmm. for 2 more years.
Yeah, so.
It's set up to win.
Yes.
Bears are coming up. It's a fantastic division already because you've got Detroit, who is a Super Bowl contender,
yeah.
Whether you want to recognize it or not, and you got this young Green Bay team that has their quarterback, Jordan Love. So, I mean, the NFC North. And I'm hearing many who are saying that J.J. McCarthy, Dan Orlovsky is one of them, is going into the best situation for a quarterback in terms of having Jefferson, your boy Addison, Hockenson. You know, if he's good, which I don't expect, but if he is, then Minnesota's still a problem.
Right.
And so that division with quarterbacks and with young talent.
I agree.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, no, it's
– it's going to be a war.
It was definitely – the Bears were the winner, or at least the you know, in the top 1%, I would say, of the NFL draft.
Yeah, we don't have to spend that much time. Like, I know it makes you sick.
Well, the Bears so don't that, make me no, sick. That's not
well,
what makes
just,
me sick.
Just the fact that we're moving towards greatness, one of us is.
Yeah.
And the other's just sliding back further into irrelevance.
This is your third swing at quarterback, you know.
All right, okay. Take your shots, because many did last night.
It was kind of staggering to see, you know, the Trubisky and then the Fields.
Yeah, it's all very recent, right?
You know, yeah, in the last 4 years.
Remember you went in my house for the double dunk? You know, Brad both. We were 12-4
I really
that
thought,
season.
Like, to myself,
I was never invited back after that, by the way.
Well, I
nobody
shut it all.
Has been invited
I'm giving you the
exactly.
business.
Exactly. That's not personal. I've shut it all down. There haven't been any Sunday gatherings since.
It was my fault, though,
because I videoed a bad moment for you, and I regret that.
But I have forgiven you.
No, I regret it.
Long ago, I forgave
Terrible.
You, so you don't need to still painful. You don't need to still be sorry. I forgave you.
Again.
That's what good Christians do.
It's painful.
Shouldn't do that.
To be clear.
Don't do that.
There have been no more Bears playoff games since then.
That's fair.
But I'm talking about, like I said, I've shut down all Sunday gatherings, during regular season. It's been dark.
I was giving you the business.
There were no
we're
Sunday
opening
gatherings
back up this
season.
Year. Opening back up.
I believe that. I mean, I want
all of Memphis to come over.
The NFC North is like, wow. I mean,
tell me about it.
You got
wild.
The Lions drafting Tyrion Arnold there, really good value, trying to, you know, do something. You got to do something with the secondary, with all these teams and the weaponry that they got coming in. The Vikings obviously end up getting their guy at 10, which nobody expected them to be, you know.
If you like that.
Right. If you are, we've talked about our concerns with J.J. McCarthy, but they clearly did. It was a wild night in terms of just the desperation at that position.
Well, what it did was clearly changed y'all's plans.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because the plan going into the draft could not have been, let's go get us another tight end. Clearly,
well,
you wanted one of the quarterbacks, and everybody was thrown off by Atlanta taking Penix, which was the strangest move of the first round, by far.
Well, here's the truth. If we wanted a quarterback, here's the truth. We should have traded with the Jets. We should have been working the phones. And I feel like we just didn't like the quarterbacks. I feel like we didn't like Penix enough at 13, and we didn't like Nix.
Or you didn't have it to get up there.
I mean, we couldn't jump three spots. Come on, bro.
Man, everybody said going in this draft, y'all didn't have any capital
bro,
to move up.
The Chiefs traded with the damn Bills, and they didn't even give up anything. They just swapped picks.
The Bills are fools to do anything for the
I'm just
Kansas
saying,
City Chiefs.
I tend to believe that.
Because what's it going to do? It's going to end up hurting you,
100%.
As it always does.
I would never do
Patrick
business
Mahomes
with them.
Patrick Mahomes is because
Why
of
would
him.
I ever do business with the Chiefs if I'm the Buffalo
it's
Bills?
The dumbest thing I've ever seen.
You lose every time.
Yeah.
What for what? I'm sorry. I respect.
And you helped them. They got the fastest dude in the draft.
We don't need to be doing business together.
This is someone you're contending with in terms of for Super Bowls every year.
And it's somebody
AFC
that you have
titles.
To go through.
Through.
It's not even somebody that you won't see until the end.
just helped them.
It's somebody that you're going to see at the start.
I don't care how many spots. Yeah, I wouldn't do a dang thing for the
Chiefs. I think my guess is we just didn't like the quarterbacks enough in this draft past Jaden Daniels. We won Jaden Daniels,
Well, I mean, that's a stand.
Yes.
I can respect that.
But
if that's the case.
But I think what the problem is, this is my biggest problem with the draft pick last night. They're not close, right? Bowers, to me, a pick like Bowers at that spot at 13 feels like it's like going with the Dunze to me at 9. The Bears are close. The Bears need that one more sort of push with Keenan Allen, with DJ Moore, so you add the youngster Dunze, and now you have the most potent receiving corps, arguably, in the NFL. It's in the conversation, right?
We're definitely in the discussion.
It's in the conversation.
Thank you.
So that makes sense. Like, okay, how can we get over in the NFC North in this uber competitive division and get back? But the Raiders don't even have an answer at quarterback. They have no clarity at the position. They have a right side of the offensive line that's been a mess for years. They have DBs that are certainly unproven. And what they do have, what you can say, they have two things that you feel really good about. They have edge rushing and a defensive line. They added Christian Wilkins,
stud.
Max Crosby. They drafted Tyree Wilson last year.
Defense going to be good.
So you have that, and you have skill position because you have Zamir White at running back, who you drafted. You have Devontae, Jacoby Myers. You drafted Michael Mayer, the tight end, in the second round last year. Traded up to get him. And Trey Tucker, who you took in the third round last year. So you have skill position. And so to me, to double down on skill position when you have so many question marks all across the roster, I just feel like it's the wrong choice for the Raiders. It's a good pick. It's a good pick based on where you got him, which, in fairness, is a removal from anything the Raiders have done in the draft in the last, for as long as I can remember, to get a good value pick in the first round, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's one where you say, is Brock Bowers the best player available? Yes. Okay, who's the second best player available? Is it my guy at Oregon State, Fuaga? Because I think that's the answer. And then I think you go him because he fits a need that may, by the way, also kind of help you in the interim. That by the time you do get a quarterback, maybe he's, you know, you can talk yourself into, well, we'll keep him upright, you know, and then you get the skill position guy. I mean, Brock Bowers may be awesome, but if he doesn't have somebody that can consistently deliver that ball to him, then it won't matter. And that's my issue with it.
Well, you can at least take some solace in the fact it wasn't the most head-scratching move of the first.
That is true. That is true. That distinction belonged to the Atlanta Falcons.
Are you buying what people are selling with the Green Bay comparison and Jordan Love?
That was my first thought, you know, but then I saw
how much of it are you buying? Some have said, yes, I woke up to it. Dan Orlovsky, first he's questioning it this morning. He loves it.
Right.
Right. So some have changed.
Yeah.
And, of course, that Green Bay example is one of the things used to convince people like Dan. I know the Green Bay example, and I was talking about this with Jeff this morning.
It happened twice.
Well, there's a huge difference, too, in terms of the team that you are, right, when you draft that young guy that may be the next one. Green Bay was in a position where every year with Aaron Rodgers, they were a Super Bowl contender. It was just true. And Atlanta is not that. Atlanta has great need on defense.
Right.
And everybody had them down as taking a defender because they had the worst pass rush win rate in the league last year. It was one of the reasons that they couldn't stop a nosebleed. And so, again, to do this, after you've given Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed for 2 years, now it's a 4-year contract, but two of them are guaranteed. If you play that out, this kid's 26 Penix by the time he gets in there. Okay?
Yep.
And guess what? Those years that you waited, you weren't a Super Bowl contender like Green Bay. And so it's much different in the sense that you go spend that money for Kirk. You're not trying to help him win now by not trying to improve that defense with first-round type talent.
That's true.
There are so many reasons why this move did not make sense.
Right.
Going and getting Penix after you just...
Right.
Because, John, I brought up this scenario to Jeff. If you were going to fall in love with one of these young QBs... Right, in the draft process, then the smarter move would have been to take a guy like Justin Fields, who you wouldn't have had to trade anything for, just ask the Steelers, pay the low, right? Have a bridge guy, and you can see on him, and you put a rookie quarterback behind Justin Fields, not behind a guy that you've given a guaranteed $100 million to. And again, then you can use all of that money that you would have saved that on Kirk in free agency and everything else. What are you thinking? Arthur Blank in the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, Arthur Blank clearly was not in tune with the pick because there's that.
He letting them do it. It's his show.
Well, he trusts.
He's the man that didn't go get Bill Belichick.
So it all falls back on him. The brother, Fontenot, and he's explaining it to him, and you can kind of see the video, like, trying to sell him on the pick. It's like, to me, it's like, why you clearly don't
believe. Your quarterback didn't know till the night of.
Right, and they've let everybody know that.
You're going to have possibly a divided locker room.
Well,
if Kirk is playing any kind of just pedestrian or whatever else.
You've seen Any Given Sunday.
All day long. But this is real.
No, that was based on a true story.
But you hold it up way too high.
Memphis Pharaohs.
I'm talking about real locker rooms.
Racial division.
We'll say, I want the kid in there.
Yeah.
You know, if Kirk comes out off this injury, which could happen, and he gets off to a slow start or has a bad season, locker room's going to want Penix in there. What are you doing?
Right.
You know, Kirk was supposed to be about win now, but they didn't show that they're trying to do that last night.
Yeah, it's very strange. It is. He hasn't even taken a snap yet. So you're like betting against his health or something here. Like, you didn't have to take him at 8. You did not have to take Michael Penix at 8. Like, you could have traded back. I believe that 100%. I guess somebody would only trade it up to get a quarterback. So I don't know.
29th in takeaways last year, and like I mentioned, last in the league in pass rush win rate. They didn't go defense.
It was very telling.
That's ridiculous.
It was a very telling draft. I was having a conversation with Jeff on Wednesday on his show where people say we were yelling at each other. Where I said,
yeah, about quarterback.
It don't matter unless you have a quarterback.
You were yelling at each other.
And what did the draft show us? What 6 quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks? A defensive player wasn't picked until 15. It don't matter unless you have a quarterback. That's what last night showed.
And y'all don't, unfortunately.
Bo Nix going at 12, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a premium.
A premium was paid last night. Penix at 8. I mean, just for clarity, both Penix and Bo Nix over-unders by the sharpest books in the world were set at 32.5. Not 12.5, all right? 32.5.
Wow.
The question was, would these guys be drafted in the first round?
Yeah.
Not in the first half of the first round, right? So that's what last night, I think, drove home, is that there is going to be, and maybe some of that, Jason, was looking out at next year's draft class at quarterback.
Yeah, it's bad.
And knowing that it's not particularly strong. So if you know you're going to need one, this is probably the year to do it, unless you can wait 2 years I don't know, who's coming out in 2 years? Arch Manning? I don't know. He ain't even starting yet, though. Jackson Dart, I guess he's next year. Unless you can wait. So, I thought it was that was the big takeaway for me, is that there was a real premium on quarterbacks. Bears obviously took some really obvious picks, but good picks for them, and should be immediately in the discussion there next year. You're cost controlled, right? That was the other thing, too. That was the other thing about the Raiders pick. It made way more sense to draft a tackle and get him on that 5-year deal where the market is set for a tackle. The highest paid tackle right now is making $30 million, whereas the highest paid tight end just set the market, T.J. Hockenson, at $17 million per. So why not get the offensive lineman under the 5-year umbrella where, maybe you can,
makes
if you find
sense.
A quarterback in the next 2 years, you still have that flexibility. Again, that has to be taken into consideration in this new NFL, right? Because we say it all the time. The Bears' clock started last night, right? It just did. You got 4 years, realistically speaking, to maximize what you have. Not saying that you can't do something after the 4 years, but it becomes a massively more difficult proposition because Caleb, if he's as good as we think he will have to get paid relative to the market.
Right.
Which in 4 years, that's going to be like $300 million. I mean, it's going to be ridiculous.
What did you think about the Titans not taking receiver and going with J.C. Latham?
I don't know. It just felt like the old, same old Titans to me. Like, I'm not saying he's a bad player.
Piper said they could have traded back and still gotten J.C.
Yes. Yes, because there were
or go with another scorer.
Yes,
what was it, Chernoff? We were talking about that with last week.
Out
of their press conferences, they had mentioned wanting a guy who could put it in the end zone.
They could have traded with the Vikings.
That's who I was watching, obviously, for Romo Dunze,
because JJ was still out there, right? Yeah. I mean, they should have. I don't know if they did explore that or not. Maybe they were just like, this is our guy. We love him, and we're taking him. But I mean, they should have known. I would hope to have the sense that hey, there's still 3 quarterbacks left in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
You have some third. You know the Broncos need a quarterback. You know the Vikings need a quarterback. So I would have been calling them and saying, hey, you know, just making some stuff up. Like, we got calls from the other.
Yeah. you know? Explain this to me. I thought Eminem was great. Okay. I want to say that first and foremost.
Thank you.
He, you know, clearly he's been paid. Yeah, he'd done promotions before this.
Doing a lot more NFL these days.
And then you're in Detroit, you know, it's your city and everything else. But he was engaged. I thought you got an Eminem who really was enjoying being there. Let me ask you this. What's up with the beard, though?
You know, that's
the beard is off-putting.
Uh-huh.
It's weird. And I'm wondering this.
Yeah.
And that here's the answer that maybe you can give me because you know him. He's your idol.
Yeah.
Is it that if he shaves it, it's a baby face, and he goes back to looking like little young Eminem again?
Yeah.
And that's why he does the beard that's not really a beard, bro.
Right. It's like
it looks like a fake beard.
It does.
That's why it's
like,
so kind of
like
it's
painted
distracting.
On.
Exactly.
Right.
It looks like it's been sprayed on.
Right.
And which would take away from your credibility.
Yeah.
And away from your hardness. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so is there no option for him because if he shaves, he's got the baby face?
Yeah, I think that's definitely it. I think it's, you know, he's 50 years old now.
He's 50.
Yeah, and so I think, you know, from his perspective,
how's that beard not gray? It's brown and looks fake.
It might be dyed.
It's definitely dyed just for men.
I mean,
just for men.
51, see, by the way.
That's hard to believe.
He'll be 52 in October.
I bet you if he shaves, he looks like he's 30.
Yep.
Or 20.
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, I'm not a huge fan of the beard.
Again, that is not to take away what I thought was a really engaged performance by him.
Yesterday. Yes,
you know, he got the crowd going because Goodell couldn't. Did you hear him stutter on just getting Detroit out? Like, he didn't know if he wanted to say Detroit or the Big D.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. And so he stuttered, and Eminem had to come clean it up. Thank goodness he was there. Man, it was so great seeing Barry Sanders, too.
Eminem is definitely a very different person than he once was. You know, his later stuff I have not been as in tune with. I mean, you got
to
understand.
My son tries to play it, and I say, turn it off.
That's what my dad did.
Because it's trash.
But
then he goes back and plays the older Eminem.
I think I maybe have told this story before, but when I was 8, 9 years old, my dad took me to a Walmart or Target one day, and I found the Marshall Mathers, you know, the Marshall Mathers LP, and we bought it. And, you know, I don't know. I don't remember what the track list was. I think Stan might have been on there. I can't remember exactly. But I listened to it. I loved it. I was hooked. I was 7, 8 years old.
I can imagine.
My dad, because this was like I would go over there on the weekends, right? Like every other weekend type of thing. So when I wasn't there one weekend, he decided to take a listen for himself. You know? I mean, and I don't know if anybody's heard the song Kim. But they, you know, he broke the CD in half. He's like, you're 7 years old. You cannot be listening
to
this.
He was right.
And it definitely polluted my mind to where we are today.
No question.
And, I, you know, as I explained to my dad all these years later, like, you weren't going to be able to keep me from Eminem after that point. Like, it was just going to be a thing for life at that point. But I would say definitely around 2008, 2009, I definitely sort of started distancing myself from sort of that version of Eminem. Love him, respect him, hope he's doing great. But
now he looks like he's doing just fantastic.
Yeah. He's kind of carved out a new sort of career for himself. You know, he's doing a lot more NFL stuff. He's at the games with the Lions, you know. He's at the Super Bowl, was it 2 years ago? It's hard to imagine Eminem would ever be at a Super Bowl. You know, he was as controversial as he used to be. But everybody grows up. You know, everybody grows up, and you can't keep talking about choking out women every day
when you're
in your 40s and your 50s. So,
but then Jared Goff got up there, and the lameness came out.
Oh, boy.
Bro was a lame.
Yeah, what did he say? He said something, right?
Man.
Detroit!
Did he say that?
It was uncomfortable. It was very hokey.
Do not want him leading my locker room speech.
I need to give him some tips on how to do a pep rally. You know,
you're an episode. 275,000, by the way, beat Nashville's record just over 200.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Nashville very
it's number one
this
now,
morning.
Detroit. I'm happy for Detroit. Yeah. You were saying?
I was just saying that I'm the expert.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, I mean, when I came out to Texas A&M in West Virginia, I just told him, let me hear you, West Virginia. You know, I mean, it was many people.
Golf could certainly use
Aggies!
Their help.
Aggies!
That's it. That was about it. That's about how it went.
All the rest of them out there look like, you know, Chad Hutchison. And they look like football players. And, this, you know, and then that fool comes
now,
on.
Now, why did you call him Chad?
All lame. Hutchison?
Yeah.
What
Aiden.
Same
Aiden
thing.
Hutchison.
Profiling.
racial profiling at its finest. I thought Amon-Ra was pretty comfortable.
St. Brown, yeah.
Like he was like a natural.
Again, a locker room leader.
Yes.
A guy who does a lot of the talking in the locker room and the leading and the yelling.
We need Memphis to get the NFL draft, you know. put it right there on Beale Street.
Try to correct me on a Detroit Lions lineman's name.
It was just the particular name, Chad.
It's the same.
Might as well have been
Aiden,
you know,
and Chad is the exact same thing.
To you, man. To you.
No, to Brad too.
People
get it.
Yeah, like I get where you're coming from, but I'm just saying, like,
no, let me tell you,
Brad Hutchinson.
I'm not in the business.
God, how dare you?
Of paying respect to the Lions, especially not now. Because let me tell you,
something. Oh, it was an intentional slight.
No, rolling the doomsday time.
Didn't I tell y'all when Caleb hit that everything changes? Watch how you talk to me.
Yeah. It was an intentional slight. I see now.
Bear down.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes total sense now.
Yes.
I refuse to come out here and correct the record.
Yeah. Well,
I don't care about the Lions.
Yeah.
They're going to be beneath us here. They're one Jared Goff hit away.
Yep.
As most teams, right? I mean,
except Atlanta. They got two bad quarterbacks now because they drafted a new one.
But the difference is Jared is a duck.
Yep.
Kirk will be good if he's healthy.
He's waiting on
Kirk
is pissed.
Kirk beat the 49ers last year. You know, I mean, people don't remember that before he got hurt.
You like that?
He was definitely, you know, playing well. Any other takes?
From last night?
Yeah.
No.
You start. You go on a run of, like, you know, linemen and very few. Everybody seemed to love the 49ers receiver. Like, C.J. Stroud was he was agonizing that the Texans couldn't get him.
Well, people thought immediately that it meant that one of Debo or Brandon was gone. And then they've come out and said, no, it doesn't. And Ayuk even hit up Lynch and hit up Shanahan or whoever, and said, great pick, because he had played with that kid.
Right.
Pearson.
Yeah.
And so he said, great
Pearsall.
Pick. I don't know how they're going to work all that out.
Right.
You know, because
so clearly something's got to happen.
You have to pay Ayuk. Somebody's gonna have to pay him. That dude's a number one playing number two.
He is great.
He's the one you want, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Debo's got he's got mileage. Debo's got damage.
And he gets hurt quite a bit.
No, there's no question about it. He's been banged up, dude, because he's gone hard and played through injury. Ayuk's the one you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the fact that they're keeping them together, I guess, for the time being, is pretty impressive, because that's hard to do when guys aren't on, you know.
John,
they're coming off rookie deals.
Have you looked ahead to round two predictions from the ESPN draft board?
No, because I've mostly blocked out the rest of this draft.
You got a pick coming in 44.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll be the best tight end available. So we'll just really corner the market there on, you know, who can catch passes.
ESPN saying you're going to draft a running back.
Again, dumb as hell.
Yeah, with Josh Jacobs there.
Dumb as hell. We don't need another running back. We have Zamir White. Go pick up a free agent, bro. Go pick up one of these dudes that's out here.
Josh is out, huh?
No, he's gone.
He's going to Packers.
Green Bay.
That's right. So who's their guy now?
Zamir White.
Zamir White. Okay.
He's good. He got most of the work there at the end of the season. You know, I mean, he had a big game against the Chargers. Again, running backs don't matter. I mean, you got the best running back in the NFL, and it just doesn't matter. Like, you can get by with a guy like Devin Singletary. The Texans won a playoff game with Devin Singletary as their starting running back.
That's fair.
Again, it doesn't matter. None of it matters unless and until you have a quarterback, period, point blank. The rest of it is just window dressing.
Ahmad Ali says you should go ahead and take Spencer Rattler.
Mm. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I'm not taking him at 44. Mm. I'm not that convinced on him, but yeah,
get you a quarterback in there.
Yep. I mean, Spencer Rattler at one time was a projected number one overall pick. So you have to ask yourself why he's not that anymore. But I'd love like a Cooper DeJean guy. Give me the Cooper DeJean there. I don't think he'll be there at 44.
Yeah, he's going to go high.
I want to trade up and get him. That would make this draft a win for me.
Okay. Wow.
You know, because we need DB help for sure. And he's an athlete.
They don't have any quarterbacks in this second round in their rank, including Rattler.
They should.
Yeah.
Yeah, it drops off very, very steeply and very quickly. So, anyway, that was the first round of the NFL draft last night. Round two kicks off a little bit later today. Lots more to come. NBA playoffs continue. Lakers laying down, man. Lakers laying down.
Yeah, they did.
Talk about that and more. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM? ESPN?
Road to the NBA Finals is already rolling. New customers, you can still take advantage on FanDuel. You can go on your own playoff run and get $150 in bonus bets. All you've got to do is just place any $5 bet. You'll get $150 in bonus bets win or lose to use during the NBA playoffs. Again, you can use that on assists, three-pointers, over, under point totals, first basket scores to fade Brad Carson. Whatever you want to do, just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSMITH. Again, place any $5 bet. You'll get $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose, to use for the rest of the playoffs. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA and of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, not.
You have you just alerted me to a fantastic moment last night from Olu Fashanu, who, of course, was drafted in the top 10 by the New York Jets, offensive tackle. His job is to protect, of course, the Aaron Rodgers. He needs some protection there. He got injured on the first play of the game, first series of the game last year, tore his Achilles. So they are investing in the offensive line position, and they're probably prudent to do so. But I had not seen this video, and it wouldn't come across on radio. So the best we can do is sort of just describe it. So he gets his call. He gets the call. He's sitting next to his mother, and his girlfriend is on the couch there on the other side. So it's girlfriend, mom, Olu, right? Mm-hmm. So Olu gets the call there on this L-shaped sectional, and he's overwhelmed. And mom is overwhelmed, too. Mom is excited.
Of course she is.
And she is so excited throughout this two-minute video when Olu got the call that his girlfriend, Olu's girlfriend, does not even get a chance to reach over. And like I said, this isn't going to come through on the radio because it's all a visual thing. But basically, the girlfriend is trying to, you know, reach over.
She want
to
get a hug, too.
Yeah, and get a, you know, get a piece, as you say, of Olu and help him celebrate this great moment. But mom is having none of it. Mom does not move. She does not. When Olu stands up, mom stands up with him, and she basically boxes her out from ever having her moment with Olu. Very, very impressive job, you would say, just fundamentally on the block from Olu's mother.
One of our listeners, ELB77, points out that he sees where Fashanu got the skills from mom, the protection that she offered from girlfriend. Again, this girl,
maybe size two.
She can't get more than just a sort of a touch on the hand.
Mm.
Doesn't get the hug that mom got and everything else. It was an Embiid-like box out.
It was.
It truly was. And it's probably smart.
Yeah.
You know, because very rarely do you stay with that high school or that college sweetie, right?
We don't know the history.
We don't. And I'm saying I'm going to be fair to her. I said it's very rare, and this could be a situation like that. Or we could be talking gold digger. And maybe mom's already recognized that, you know, and thus reason for
now
box
mom,
out.
Mom did hug.
Mom
oh,
did
she
hug.
She, listen, I looked at that embrace very closely, and it doesn't look like the hug that a mom would give a gold digger. I think this girlfriend has made some serious inroads in terms of, you know, becoming beloved, ingratiating herself with this family. I think she has, you could tell, because of how much the mom, how she squeezes her. But mom, don't let her get to the money. Mom does not let her touch the money, just in case.
Right.
Okay?
Now, it does not touch the most awkward moment, in my opinion, of, you know, girlfriends, whatever. Most people probably will remember this once I start talking about it. But when Saquon Barkley was drafted, Susie Colbert pulled him to the side, and they're having this interview. And I don't know what was or wasn't going on between Saquon and his – I think it was his –
Well, they had just had a child.
They had just had a child. That's right. So yes. She had just given birth to his child. And he's talking about, you know, all the, you know, people that he wants to thank and all that. And Susie basically tells him, hey, how about, you know, your girlfriend, whatever her name is, Emily, you know?
Shout her out.
Shout her out.
And like I said, like,
yeah, this is it.
I don't even know how to explain it right now. I'm just
shout
so thankful.
Shout out to your girlfriend, Anne. Shout out.
Yeah, I will.
Shout out. Do it. He's uncomfortable as hell.
Yeah,
bro.
John is right. It's the most uncomfortable I've ever seen.
Bro. That's so good.
And it's crazy because it felt like we were all watching live when it happened. I think we immediately started texting each other about how cringe it was.
Bro, that.
Yeah, I give her a shout out.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid it's one of the reasons that, Susie's no longer with ESPN.
That's a blowtorch. You know,
yeah.
It might have been that could have added to it. She seriously, she was part of the cuts and everything else. But,
yeah.
So that's never fun to talk about. And again, I hope she's doing well. I think she is, actually.
I'm sure she is.
But yet, it was one of the worst moments we've seen in NFL draft history, trying to get him to shout out his baby mom.
Because
she's so in love with the pictures and everything
that
else.
She's going to make him do it.
Yeah, you forgot one person.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
We might give you a celebratory shout out.
Yeah, I want to hear it again.
It's an honor, and like I said, like, I don't even know how to explain it right now. I'm just
shout
so thankful.
Shout out to your girlfriend, Anne. Shout out.
Yeah, I will. How you doing,
Anne? I will.
He didn't even look her in the eye.
Since you insist.
Bro, hold on. His shout out was, how you doing, Emily,
how
bro?
How are you doing?
Oh, hold on. Play that again, Brad. I got to hear that again.
Oh, my God. That is classic.
Well, y'all can't laugh at the end. Let me hear it.
I don't even know how to explain it right now. I'm just
shout
so thankful.
Shout out to your girlfriend, Anna. Shout out.
Yeah, I will. How you doing, Anna?
Ooh. Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
That was the fakest laugh from
him. How you doing, Anna? That's your shout out to the mother of your kid?
Man, I feel bad for Saquon.
They must have split up 2 days before the draft or something, bro, because that was like how I would talk to, like, you know, my neighbor or something. How you doing?
That's awful.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, and then, like, she, I think it's like, it was, what was weird is that she said it, right? Shout out to your girlfriend, Anna. Okay. Shout out.
Right. Insisting.
Double down on it.
You shout her out then, Susie. Damn. You're the one that wants to shout her out so bad. I will. How you doing, Anna? Just that man got strong armed by Susie.
And then
Colbert.
And then was it CeeDee Lamb that
yes.
Whose girlfriend tried to get look on his phone?
Exactly right.
Yeah,
that's
it's been with these girlfriends that we've had.
She pulled his phone away, and then he pulled it right back.
Yeah. Snatched it back from
him. He yanked it. Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty uncomfortable to watch. And so it's usually with those girlfriends, man, that we have the most
awkward. Boy, and CD's girlfriend, I'm pulling up the video now. That was a intrusive look, as it were.
So what can you tell me about Caleb Williams' girlfriend?
My dad says she's fine.
Okay, your dad says she's fine. Yeah,
he hit me up from Belize.
In on
this. Literally,
Caleb Williams?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't see her. I didn't see her. Mm. But so I don't have any comment. But I'll tell you what old Pops said. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Pops was smitten.
So once again, you know,
He said, she's going to have to be careful now that he's the big dog in Chicago. The lady's going to be throwing themselves at him. She's going to have to be careful.
She's Danish.
Yeah, that was old dad's advice.
Yeah.
Just wondering how up on your wags you were, the old wag wife and girlfriend.
No, I'm not that. You know, just come and play football, bro, and you know, don't get on social media.
Yeah, he's on social media
in the way that Ja did.
Oh yeah, definitely not like that.
No,
yeah, but Caleb Williams definitely is he's a new generation superstar.
And the thing about the nails that we've joked and laughed about it, it's been explained 10 times now. They've done many stories on his mom does nails. As a nail shop,
right?
It's a
I actually did not know
it's
that.
It's a tribute to her. The reason is he
it would it makes all. I mean, not that nails. I mean it didn't. It whatever. I don't understand it anyway. Even if she didn't own and a nail shop, but
there are times when it's not just you know. It's he has different colors and rainbows on it and all that. But it's all a tribute to mom.
He grew up in the nail salon.
Who'd yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it's where his mom worked.
Yeah, respect.
So it makes sense.
I told you, you're going to make it trendy.
Now,
you're going to have you paint your nails
if he was a Raider,
different colors.
That you would not be saying that. But, that, again, I understand the equation. I know the math.
No, we've taken something that you had as a negative, and we've turned it into a positive.
Now, if Brock Bowers painted his fingernails, what would you be saying? Would you be honoring him? Would you be saluting him for that?
I said, look, I would say he looked a little bit more like receiver than tight end. That's what I would say.
Well, I mean, yeah. Like, Jeffrey stopped me in the hall. He's like trying to do the same thing. He's like, he's a receiver. Bro, we have Devontae Adams, okay?
Bro, that's one side.
I understand that, but it doesn't
okay,
matter.
So who's the other guy?
Jacoby Myers, who was good last year, who was very good last year, better than you think.
Overpaid.
I mean, maybe, but it ain't my money, so I don't care. You know, eventually all these guys are going to be overpaid. Jacoby Myers had 800 yards and 8 touchdowns last year as a number 2. That's really good. I mean, Brock Bowers ain't going to do that. He ain't going to be better than that. He ain't going to have more than 71 yards, 808.
Man, Hockenson and these other ones, what the one in Detroit, they're catching for 700, 800 yards, weren't they? Like these guys are unicorns now in terms of that position where you're sort of in between.
Hockenson's
just like them.
Hockenson last year, 95 receptions.
95 receptions?
960 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Yeah. What about the Detroit kid, the young one? Don't they have
Sam
LaPorta. That's why they traded Hockenson.
Okay.
Didn't LaPorta have a big one too?
Sam LaPorta was good last year.
As a rook.
Sam LaPorta, 86 receptions, 889 yards, 10 touchdowns.
Bro, expect 75-plus from Bowers.
But Michael Mayer couldn't do that. Because we don't have a quarterback.
I just see him more as sort of a 3 wide receiver set, and Bowers is in that, as opposed to Bowers is shooting off the line, or he's playing H-back like everybody's
he'll be
pointed
good.
Out.
He'll
like,
be good.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm really...
No, you didn't get a quarterback.
Right.
So
or an offensive lineman. I would rather have an offensive lineman who would shore up the trenches, and then we work around that. But I don't know, man. I think Brock is going to be a good player.
No, he's an absolute stud.
I mean, I've watched enough Georgia football to know that dude can take over games. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not coming at it from, I don't think Brock Bowers is going to be a good NFL player. I'm coming at it from the Raiders just didn't need him.
And how many years you signed Jacoby?
It'd
be silly if you gave more than 2.
I think he got a big deal.
4?
I think so.
Yuck.
He got a 3-year, so... He's got 2 years left.
There you go. And there's your replacement, really.
In two years.
In a way, in 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he is. Jeffy, right, he's going to be more receiver than he is tight end. Y'all got a blocking tight end that can get out and
That's
get
true.
In the seam.
That's true. I mean, you can use both.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, like, I mean, the Bills have Kincaid and Knox.
And run the 2 tight end sets.
You know?
I'm sure you'll do plenty of that.
Yeah, Jeffrey was like, you know who ran 12 personnel more than anybody in the league? I'm like, who? He goes, the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm like, great. When do we get Mahomes? When is he coming?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in the second round? Third round?
No, I mean, your quarterback situation is putrid.
Yeah, so it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Y'all got that swing in Chicago.
You better, and you hate it.
I don't hate it, bro.
I know. You don't tell me you're happy for me. It's not real.
Because if
you had all this, I'd be jealous. I would resent it.
I'm jealous, but I'm not.
Yes, I just would.
It would be different if you were in my division. You know? That's different. I mean, the Chiefs get freaking Xavier Worthy. Okay? Like, come on, man. What are we doing, Buffalo?
Who's not just a speedster.
Why are you helping?
The routes.
Why are you here's the truth.
Everyone on the route tree.
If I'm the Bills and I'm picking ahead of the Chiefs,
yes.
And they call me and they say, hey, we want to trade up. Call somebody else.
I know.
Call somebody else. I'm not helping you get up.
Too much history.
Yeah, like you obviously are so good at drafting, you have your eye on somebody that you feel like they're like, no. In fact, I might try to say, who you like? I might draft.
Pick their brain.
You know, like, who are you trying to come up for? You know, because, hell, the Bills need a receiver, too.
Well, they're going to get one with the first pick of the second round. Isn't that what
they have
now?
McConkey.
Or a Donai.
Oh, that's right.
He's still there.
Yeah, perfect. Let's get the guy that is uncoachable in Buffalo. That'll go great. He and the 9/11 man can get together, and they can just come up with a great plan, you know?
Maybe they knew. Maybe they knew they could drop back and still get him.
Yeah.
Because many had the Bills actually taking him. So
yeah,
it might end up that way.
A Donai?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think that's where the Athletics got it going.
Yeah. Yeah, it
locked
looks
second
round. I'm happy if we get Cooper DeJean. If we get him at 44, somehow get away, you know, trade up a little bit in the second round and get a DB or Kool-Aid. Give me some Kool-Aid.
McKinstry. Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, Saban was terrible.
Saban was terrible. That's a
a hot take.
Belichick was great. As I said it would be. I believe there was a little bit of pushback from you when I said that Bill would be better than Nick.
You liked
you
Bill.
You didn't believe
You believed
me.
In Bill.
Did you hear any of Bill yesterday?
I didn't watch any of it.
He told – Jeff played a little bit of it. He told the story about trading for Randy Moss. It was fantastic. There was humor. There was wit. He was a great storyteller. And that's what, you know, Saban can do that too. But if you're going to ask him to do more than that, like yesterday, Saban's asking Field Yates questions about, so it doesn't look like anybody's going to move up and take a quarterback. And Field wasn't expecting it. He got uncomfortable. He's like, well, coach, Minnesota's one of those teams that looks, and he's having to sort of clean that up. And so if you've got him asking questions, he doesn't need to be doing that. Keep him in the sort of storytelling analyst role. Bill he's picked the right thing, man. Right. I think we're going to, everything that comes out of Bill's mouth is going to be gold in terms of the old stories, what he thinks about players now. He's going to be better than Nick. He is.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting
A guy who we joked about with only, you know, on to Cincinnati.
Right.
You know, that man, when he opens up, they've won awards with the NFL Network stuff he's done. He's you see very quickly, oh, this is a different Bill. This is not the Bill that was the coach of the Patriots with the hoodie and everything else that did one talk. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah. There you have it. I think that's mostly it from the first round of the NFL draft. We'll talk about the NBA playoffs, some news on D'Angelo Russell, Lakers down 3-0. Lots more to come. Of course, we'll fade Brad here soon. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.